After a very brief rebound to about 3.2% in Q2 or quarter two of 2019, GDP contracted contracted yesterday from Stats SA to minus 0.6%. Now, up until now, we have seen a steady downgrade of our expectations for 2019 growth from 1% at the beginning of the year to almost 0.5%. And it looks as though after yesterday's number, we might be sitting at a flat 0% in terms of growth. We want to understand a little bit about what this means for most of us. Now, the shrinkage was driven primarily by mining, manufacturing and transport. Those are the biggest drags on the economy. Agriculture also saw its third consecutive quarter of contraction. We're no strangers to that in terms of the stories we cover here, from drought crop and stock loss and the like. We had lower field yield on maize, wheat, sunflower seeds, tobacco, and the like. We want to figure out how this actually impacts us on a day-to-day basis. And Duma Qobule, founder at the Center for Economic Development and Transformation, joins me on the line this morning. Duma, welcome back to Breakfast with Refilwe.
Hi, Refilwe. How are you?
I'm well. I'm always happy to hear from you. You've always a straight shooter. We are obviously always concerned when we see numbers like this. Are we about to face ourselves a technical recession or a full one?
Okay, so Refilwe, basically the situation is as follows. Since about 2014 or 2015, there was a sort of like a collapse in the trend growth rate. So previously, after the global financial crisis, there was a slight recovery between 2010 and 2013, when the trend growth rate was just under 3%. Now, since then, the last 5 years, we've seen the trend growth rate come down to about 1%. Now, what this means in practice is that any quarter, something can happen that can tip us back into a recession. So in the first quarter, it was the load shedding. And in the second quarter, as you said, there was like construction, agriculture, manufacturing, everything's just collapsing. And in previous years, like last year, there was a drought in the Western Cape. So the fact that we're in the trend growth rate is so low means that anything can happen to tip us back into recession. So
right.
I can't predict what's going to happen in the last quarter, but as you correctly say, we've shifted down our growth forecast to closer to 0%. Yeah. Yeah.
And what does that imply?
What this means is that this is the fifth consecutive year of declining GDP per capita. This is the average income of the average South African. So this is, our economy is in a shambles. And I think the thing that I can't understand is that we've had a new president for 2 years. He does have no plan to get the economy out of this situation. The worst post-apartheid economic crisis and the worst crisis in terms of our state-owned companies. There is no plan for Eskom. There is no plan for SAA.
Amen.
There's a statement that came from the department, I think, 2 days ago at night. And they're basically saying, we don't know what to do. I had to call my friend Carol Payton at Business Day.
Yes.
Carol, what does the statement mean? It means that they don't know what to do. That is absolutely, I can't understand it. There is an inexplicable paralysis within the ruling party and within government to do anything. And when I talk to the leaders, you know, the leaders or economy leaders, you just get a blank from them. They want to change the topic to talk about football or something else.
You see, this is a frustration. And sorry, this was kind of predictable to me anyway. I was called out for being pessimistic. Honestly, the lip service has been very strong. We heard at the beginning of the year at SONA a very flowery speech about our dream of an African city of technology, yakety schmack. But the basic sectors that we're facing, mining, manufacturing, agriculture, the cogs of the wheel, are the ones falling apart. Never mind us building on a fourth industrial revolution that very few politicians can define.
You know, there's been a collapse in government, investment spending. So now if you look at general government this year, it's down by 8%, public corporations down by 3.4%, but the private sector spending is increasing. So we had a very surprise increase in overall fixed investment in the last quarter. But the point is that is not enough. We need the public sector to start spending again
Right.
get our economy growing again. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. So in other words, we need to get our SOEs out of
Yes, yes.
Out
so
of
what
trouble.
We need to do, we need to fix the balance sheet of these SOEs. We need to take a knock now, once and for all, and fix their balance sheet. It was very naive of the government to think that the only problem in these SOEs was governance and corruption. Mm-hmm. So Jacob Zuma has gone and the economy will sudden, we reset to what happened under Chalamegi and the economy will grow. That was so naive. I can't understand how anyone would have thought that, you know.
Yeah. A lot of people do push forward, you know, that the, you know, Cyril Ramaphosa, and I will concede he's on great run rate in terms of his $100 billion capital raise.
No,
just
no,
past
no,
50.
You haven't understood what,
in,
no, no, no.
In terms of,
no
in terms of commitment.
No, yeah, yeah, those commitments, I don't know how to explain it, yeah. So what, so let's just take the commitments from last year. Mm. So what did we have last year in 2018, after the previous thing? Fixed investment declined last year.
Mm.
So the commitments, I've written about this, the commitments, are not, it's just a gimmick from the, one of the five gimmicks of this presidency, yeah, yeah.
One of the five, tell us the other four. Yeah.
Okay, so the five ones, two of them relate to jobs, the job summit.
And oh yes,
and the job summit and the
youth.
And the YES program.
Yeah,
and the three relate to investment, which is this growth and stimulus package that they announced in September, where nothing has happened. The stimulus and recovery plan, nothing has happened since then. And then the other one was investment summit. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so let's bring it back to us, maybe, because clearly we can't depend on Pretoria. What is it that we can do? I mean, as a day-to-day, on a day-to-day basis as South Africans, you know, people say get a second hustle, a side hustle, get another gig. But if there's no activity, no demand, it's also very difficult.
There's no activity. We saw earlier on that report on manufacturing.
Right.
20% of, you know, the manufacturing, the firms, 20% of capacity is idle. So that means that there's no demand in the economy.
Mm.
Now, you must remember, if there are 40%, 42% of black Africans and 46% of black African females are unemployed.
Yeah.
So they can't get a side hustle. It is a desperate situation for the majority of our people. For the people who are working, just behave like it's your last job and that you will not get another one. You know, you can get angry with your boss and you want to leave. It's not easy out there. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's a message for people fighting for very high wage increases then.
Yes, yes. But
that they might be a little unrealistic.
Well, we've seen SAA, the workers asking for, for wages. Yeah, so I think, it is a very desperate situation in our economy. Yeah.
Just one sector of the economy that has seen consistent decline over the last three quarters, transport, storage and communications, usually a much more stable sector in the economy. Can you tell us what the issue is there? I mean, down 5.5% this quarter.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, but now we haven't looked at the detail of this report. But so this sector includes your cell phone companies and your Transnet. Now the cell phone companies, you saw they made 50 billion rand commitment at the investment summit from MTN, and then last year 50 billion rands from Vodacom, and they are supposedly spending on this, spending every year, and transport is not in as bad a situation as Eskom. So this is a bit of a mystery to me. Yeah.
Yeah, so I definitely want to dig into that data as well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, but we've got a bit of a picture of sentiment. Hopefully something can turn around. It looks as though we're going to have to lift ourselves by our bootstraps, even if they are snapping already. Duma Qobule, founder of the Center for Economic Development and Transformation. Always love your no holds barred perspectives. Have
Thank
a good
you.
One. R.I.D.